Welcome to Study, Grow, Know, where we discuss theology, prophecy, and current political issues from a conservative biblical perspective. Here's your host, Dr. Fred DeRuvo.
Satan is the father of lies, as well as a murderer from the beginning, according to our Lord in John 8:44, where he says this, "You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and a father of lies." So in that text that I just read, Jesus was speaking specifically to and about the Pharisees, who were tremendous liars. Lying allowed them to keep their social status and self-importance in order to lord it over others in the community. People feared their power. But long before the Pharisees perfected the art of lying, Satan created it. Now, in the Garden of Eden, we know that Satan lied to our first parents, Genesis 3. There were two sins there, actually, lying to Adam and Eve and murdering them because of what occurred as a result of believing Satan's lies. Physical death immediately began to occur, and there was immediate spiritual death. Now, we only go a few chapters ahead in God's Word from there to see another instance of Satan murdering someone and trying to cover the murder with lies. And this time it was Cain who murdered his brother Abel over jealousy, Genesis 4. Now, after Cain committed the murder, God came to Cain and asked him where was his brother, Genesis 4:9, with Cain saying he essentially had no clue, verse 10. Cain lied to God. Now, lying is what Satan does. And he lied even before he lied to Adam and Eve because he somehow managed to get one-third of the angels in heaven to follow him in rebellion against God. And he didn't do that by telling the truth. He did it by lying to those particular angels and making his lies sound as though they were the truth. Now, lying is done for a variety of reasons. It may be done to control others, to protect self-interests, or for self-preservation or self-promotion. People who lie do so because there is something in it for them. That's really the bottom line. We don't want our political leaders to lie to us, yet the expression speaking out of both sides of his or her mouth reveals to us what most people believe about politicians. People in powerful positions will often lie by saying absolutely nothing, though using a multitude of words to do it. They open their mouths, we hear words coming out, but at the end of the day, or at the end of their speech, we are left scratching our heads and trying to figure out exactly what they just said. They're vague or deliberately ambiguous so that their words can be taken in several ways. They are master liars trafficking in ambiguity. Now, today we know several ways in which the world has been lied to regarding COVID, and specifically the jabs that came at us at warp speed. We know, for instance, that in spite of the fact that we were deliberately told the CV vax, quote-unquote, would stop the spread of CV, we now know it wasn't able to do so. How do we know? Because it was never tested for that. Yet so many known individuals and authorities specifically stated that by taking the CV jab, it would keep the virus from spreading to other people. They now either ignore what they said previously or deny they said it, claiming, oh, it's out of context. These people are professional liars, so we've got to ask three questions. Are they lying to protect their guilt? Are they lying to protect their self-interests? Are they lying to control others? I'll let you answer those questions. Now, in the early part of October, during a European parliamentary hearing, quote, Dutch member Bob Roos questioned Pfizer's president of international developed markets, Janine Small, about whether Pfizer had in fact tested and confirmed that their mRNA jab would prevent transmission prior to its rollout. Small's response is astounding to anyone who is able to think critically and paying attention. She said this, no, we had to really move at the speed of science to understand what is happening in the market, and we had to do everything at risk, unquote. Speed of science? Sure, okay. Sounds more like the speed of marketing to me to rake in millions of dollars. Okay, so the mRNA jab according to her, was never tested and confirmed to see if it would actually prevent transmission prior to its being rolled out. They never checked it. Absolutely no testing was done for that. They had zero knowledge of whether or not the jab would actually stop transmission of the virus. None. Nada. Zilch. Yet they made statements to the contrary. They made statements to the contrary. Authoritative statements saying, oh, it would stop the transmission. No big deal, right? Actually, major big deal. Millions of people throughout America and the world were forced to take the jab based on the premise that it would stop the transmission of the virus. No CV jab? Oh, well, no job. Some people chose to resign or at least attempt some form of medical or religious exemption to save their jobs. Most people, though, simply were fired for noncompliance. Not only did the jab not stop the transmission of the CV virus, as we were told it would, but we're now finding out increasingly that the CV jab is causing major adverse reactions and even sudden deaths for those who took it. More facts are coming out daily. Facts. Facts. Data regarding the spike protein and how it attacks the body. It is abysmal that because of the lies by alleged experts, people are now experiencing a tremendous uptick in cancers, organ failures, dementia, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, heart issues, heart attacks, sudden death, and many other things that were by far occurring at a much lower percentage rate prior to CV and the CV jab. Now, in general, they're finding out that the spike protein causes major bodily inflammation that in turn creates a serious immune system disruption. The tragedy here is that all this could have been avoided, but those in power lied to us because they had something to gain from it. Whether it was control over people, an influx of tremendous amounts of money, or something else, it appears that the motivation behind the CV jab was not altruistic at all, but turns out seriously harmful to people's health and society. So consider the fact that due to CV, much of the global economy was shut down, the supply chain was seriously interrupted, and small businesses went out of business because they were forced to close for not being essential. People were mandated to wear masks and social distance, which turned out to be the worst possible reaction to CV. Social distancing and mask wearing weakened people's immune systems. Well, this allowed them to catch anything when they stopped wearing masks again. Numerous epidemiologists warned at the beginning that social distancing and masking would keep the virus around longer. Liars always lie, and we need to remember that they do so for the reasons already noted. This seems especially true of our own government, where politicians will look us in the eye and tell us one lie after another with straight faces. Too many people, unfortunately, believe what they're told from these authoritative figures. The question is, does our government want to do what's best for us or for government? What does government gain from everything they've previously told us about CV and the CV jab that turned out to be untruth? They gain tremendous amounts of money and control over the population. Is this a good thing? Well, not if you prefer freedoms guaranteed under the Bill of Rights. What possible reason could the government have for removing our rights? Again, I'm going to let you respond to that question. Why would they want our rights gone? Our economy is sinking quickly. Everything has been disrupted, especially the fuels used to run our vehicles and heat our homes. Now we learn that the USA has enough diesel fuel for about 25 days. And then, well, we're not sure what happens. Apparently, the people in power are considering all options. Well, it's decent of them since they got us into this mess, but I submit they're not considering all options. The sanctions against Russia will continue, I'm sure. Interestingly enough, when President Trump wanted to top off the national reserves of oil, Representative Chuck Schumer successfully overruled him, stating later that he kept Trump from providing big oil with a big win. My paraphrase. Well, at that point, oil was only $24 a barrel. Now the price of a barrel of oil is about $70 to $80, and President Biden continues to release the oil in the national reserves ahead of the midterms in hopes of keeping gas prices lower for a few more weeks. But the chickens will come home to roost soon enough if something is not done and we'll be in a world of hurt economically. Without diesel fuel needed to keep things going, goods, supplies cannot be transported via truck or train. Things will come to a halt fairly quickly. And the saddest part is that this was all an avoidable situation. So what did they mean by it? Lies created it, and the lies are now falling apart. I don't know how bad the economy will get. A lot of gloom and doom and whatever out there. Maybe it looks worse in my imagination than what will actually occur in reality. I really don't know. And there's only so much we can do to try to circumvent problems that appear to be coming down the pike. Like you, I'm not a millionaire. I can only do so much. CV and the CV jab, the lockdowns, masking, social distancing, and everything related to it all occurred because of constant lies, with too many people accepting those lies as truth. Remarkably, there are people who continue to believe those original lies. Now, like you, I'm seeing more people I personally know developing cancers, dementia, heart issues, vein and arterial blockages, organ failures, miscarriages and stillbirths, and even death. And it is most likely due to problems associated with the CV jab. And now our illustrious CDC has voted to add the CV jab to childhood vaccine programs, which will cause major problems for kids, whom we were initially told weren't really impacted by CV at all. Well, the lying continues unchecked. Lying is never a win-win situation. Lies create all manner of evil. Christians, above all, should never lie and always tell the truth. In fact, we need to and should live the truth. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I pray until we meet again that God would open your eyes to show you how blessed you are in Him.
You've been listening to Study, Grow, Know with Dr. Fred DeRuvo. Please join us each week for new broadcasts that deal with theology, prophecy, and political issues from a biblical, conservative perspective.